This morning, China is accused of using AI to spy on tech companies, financial institutions, and government agencies. It's all from the AI firm Anthropic, which says its own AI software was used in the first documented case of a worldwide cyber attack with minimal human involvement. The AI is doing the work. And the only reason we know about this is because of Anthropic. They chose to go public. CBS News contributor Chris Krebs is the former head of the federal government's cybersecurity agency, and he joins us now. Chris, thank you very much for being here. You texted me about this yesterday. You think it's a big deal. Tell people what Anthropic is and why this is such a big deal.
Well, look, if you've heard of OpenAI and ChatGPT, then you already have a good sense of what Anthropic does. It has a very popular AI agent known as Claude, which was, in this case, abused, as you mentioned, by a Chinese threat actor. Claude is an AI agent. It helps organizations with coding, with research, with automating certain tasks. So what we saw here was, as you mentioned, this Chinese actor that jailbroke, that overcame the safety guardrails that Anthropic had put in place, that then automated it to go after about 30 companies globally.
So is it an isolated incident? Is this a one-time thing or a preview of a future that's quite dark, actually?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think that this is a sign of things to come. As security experts, we've been talking about events and attacks like this for close to a decade, and to see it actually come into life like this, as I sent you the note yesterday, it's pretty chilling, and there's a lot of work we have to do in the near future, I think, to stem the flow.